As John said, we're going to baptise five folk this morning. And if you could stand in an order, it's going to be Katie first, then Matt, then Holly, and Jonathan, then Anthony. Excellent. And they're each going to say something about how they became a Christian and why they've decided to be baptised this morning, right now. And then we're going to take them one at a time, ask them two questions before they get into the water. Then they'll get into the water, and Andy and Hannah are going to baptise them. And then you're very welcome to stay dripping wet and watch the others, or you're welcome to go through and get changed. And when they get baptised, if friends and family would like to come nearer the pool, if you're sitting further back in the congregation, because you want to see, you want to prime seats, then please do just walk to the front. And if you've got a camera, then feel free to use it. Okay, so don't feel at all embarrassed about coming to the front. We'd love you to see your friends and relatives baptised as clearly as you possibly can. So, without further ado, I'm going to pass the microphone along until it gets to Jonathan, and then you're going to give me the microphone back, and then I'm going to ask Antonio some questions at the end. So, a little bit of why you decided to be baptised today and how you became a Christian.
Can everyone hear me? I don't know. Okay, so I'm Katie, if you don't know who I am. And I became a Christian when I was about 13 on a sports camp run by an organisation called Young Life. My parents aren't Christians and I don't come from a family, like a Christian home or anything like that. It was my aunt and uncle who took me along to these camps, and they're committed Christians, and they always kind of made me and my brother and sister realise that there might be a God out there. And so we went on these camps, and I'd always just thought that if you're a good person, then you would go to heaven. And if you'd done something terrible, then you'd go to hell. And we had a talk towards the end of the week that was kind of based on that. And I just realised that that actually wasn't the case, and that Jesus had died for all the things that I'd done wrong. And I needed to acknowledge that and kind of recognise that that was the case. And so I spent some time with one of the leaders towards the end of the week and one of the evenings, and we just prayed together, and that's where I became a Christian. And I've been going back on those camps ever since, and I'm now a leader. But in between those camps, it was quite difficult, obviously, going home and my parents not really, I can't really remember what I told them, but them not really knowing what it was that I'd made a commitment to. And I didn't get involved in a church or a youth group or anything like that. We live in the middle of nowhere, so it was quite difficult. And then I came to university, and that was kind of a bit of a turning point, because I had the opportunity and the freedom to start doing all those things, which I did, and obviously started going to churches and this church, and made some wonderful friends. I just guess that I really want to... I just really want to I want to live for Jesus now, and I feel ready to say that and do that. I just want him to be a really big part of my life, and I want everything that I do to be based on that, and to be able to go out and tell people with confidence about what I believe and be really clear about that. And I don't want to be nervous about what God might have in store for me, but really be really excited about that and kind of invite God to do stuff in my life, and just be excited about it.
Okay, I'm Matt, and I've always been brought up in a Christian family here at Alma, and so I don't really have a defined point where I'd say I kind of became a Christian, but I've always sort of grown in it and gradually just built up my faith. And I guess the point where I got really excited about it was probably when the youth went to Soul Survivor for the first time in 2008, I think it was, and just meeting God and seeing him doing some quite amazing things in that week. And so since then, we've been back a couple of times and kept growing and seeing more amazing things. And staying really excited about it. And so I guess I'm getting baptized to show my faith publicly and say that I'm for Jesus.
Hi, I'm Holly, and I've always come to Alma since I was about this big. similar to story to Matt, actually. I've always come to Alma, and I was three. I can actually vividly remember it. I was three when I became a Christian. I don't think I understood fully what I was doing then, but I've grown much more in the past 3 years. When I went to Soul Survivor, that was a big point in my life, because I just saw so much of God, evidence of God in the lives around me. So I've never really doubted God's existence because of growing up in Alma. So, yeah.
Hi, I'm Jonathan. I sort of always believed in God as long as I can remember, but I think I really became a Christian like at the end of August last year. It really felt like that was when I was born again. I was with my aunt in Northampton. She was lucky enough to be here today. Yeah. And at that point, I prayed with them, and I really felt God come into my heart at that point. And I'd had this argument with my dad, and it had lasted for 3 years, but at that day, I felt ready to forgive, and we reconciled as soon as I got back, and it was amazing. I'm going to be baptized now, because I want to continue growing as a Christian and really just show everyone I'm for Jesus.
Antonia, tell us a little bit about when you first thought that becoming a Christian was something that you might want to respond to.
Well, I've always believed in God, and I used to go to a Russian Orthodox church, and I considered myself as a Christian, but then I stopped going. And I think the point where I really believed that, yes, I'm a Christian, is when I came to Ella's baptism, and I just felt like I was at home here, and it was really nice.
Apart from that experience of Ella's baptism, what other people have influenced you to help you to make your decision to be a Christian?
I don't know, just everyone here, really. just people supporting me here, youth group, and just individuals, but too many to mention.
Very diplomatic, well done. And, and so why have you decided to be baptised today?
Well, I've been thinking for a year now that I wanted to get baptised, just finalise it, to say, yes, I believe in Jesus, and I really wanted to do this for a while, and now I have my chance.
Thank you ever so much. Okay. Right, for Andy and Hannah want to get themselves wet. Katie, do you want to come down and join me? And if any of Katie's friends or family want to come nearer to the water without getting in it, that'd be great. Which way are you going to be, Katie, before you get in the water? Don't go too fast, right? Which way are you going to be tipping, Katie? Okay, just those of you at that end, bear in mind there might be a bow wave coming. Sorry, a small ripple might come that way. Good. So, Katie, before you get into the water to be baptised, I'm just going to ask you two questions, and if you agree, you can say the words I do, or yes. Do you acknowledge that Jesus is your personal Lord and Saviour, and that through his death and resurrection, your sins are forgiven?
Yes.
And do you turn away from a lifestyle without Jesus in the centre, and through the transforming power of his Holy Spirit, and as part of his church, commit to a life that pleases God?
Yes.
Baptized.
Casey, having heard your profession of faith, do
We baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
And any other friends or family want to come to the front, please do. You're all here. Good. Matt, before you get into the water, do you acknowledge that Jesus is your personal Lord and Saviour and that through his death and resurrection your sins are forgiven?
Yes.
Do you turn away from a lifestyle without Jesus in the centre and through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit and as part of his church commit to a life that pleases God?
Yes.
Matt, having heard your confession of faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Handy to close your mouth when you go under that. Holly. Again, if any friends or family of Holly want to come forward, do. Holly, before you get into the water, just two questions. Do you acknowledge that Jesus is your personal Lord and Saviour and that through his death and resurrection your sins are forgiven? And do you turn away from a lifestyle without Jesus in the centre and through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit and as part of his church commit to live a life that pleases God? Jonathan, there's less water in there now, you know. Again, if friends of Jonathan want to gather, please do. Come as far forward as you like. Make way. Oh, you've got a lot of friends and family, Jonathan. You're very excellent. Jonathan, a couple of questions for you as well. Do you acknowledge that Jesus is your personal Lord and Saviour and that through his death and resurrection your sins are forgiven?
I do.
Do you turn away from a lifestyle without Jesus in the centre and through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit and as part of his church commit to live a life that pleases God?
I do.
I think on that experience we need to be careful when you go into the water. Okay, so we'll help you down. Again, any of Antonia's close friends, family, want to come forward? And two questions for you as well, Antonia. Do you acknowledge that Jesus is your personal Lord and Saviour, and that through his death and resurrection, your sins are forgiven?
I do.
And do you turn away from a lifestyle without Jesus in the centre, and through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, and as part of his church, commit to a life that pleases God?
I do.
Just got a couple of people just going to pray for all those that have been baptized.
Before I pray, I just want to read a psalm that really struck me this morning as I was praying for you guys. So it's Psalm 121. I lift my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He will watch over you. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. So let's pray. Father God, we want to thank you so much for the commitment that that the girls, that Holly and Katie and Antonia have made to you this morning. I want to thank you for and praise you for everything that you've done in their lives so far to bring them to this point. And Lord, we want to pray for their growth. Lord, we want to ask that you would continue to be with them, that they would continue to know your presence, and that as they grow older, that they will continue to grow in their faith, to continue to grow closer to you. And Lord, we pray that they would be producing fruit, Lord, as they grow in their faith, as they get closer to you. And Lord, we want to pray for your protection as well over them. Just thank you again for the step that they've made this morning, the public declaration and commitment that they've made to you. I would ask that over the coming weeks and months that they would especially know you near them, and they would feel your protection, Lord. And we just, above all, just want to ask that day by day they would continue to know more and more of you and deepen in their understanding and their love for you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And in Jeremiah it says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." Lord, we pray that that might be true of these five, that they may have no worries in a year of drought and that they may continually bear fruit. Lord, as they have committed to you today, thank you that you also commit to them, that you want what's best for them. And Lord, when you want something, you get it. And thank you for that, Lord. Amen.
Well, I think we should have a breather at the moment. The children are going to leave us for children's church now, and we're going to have the offering.